Welcome, everyone, to Common Sense Revisited. So happy to have you today. My name is Clyde Cleveland, the host of today's show, Common Sense Revisited. Today we're going to have a very special guest. His name is Todd McGreevy. Todd has been very active in the Continental Congress, and that's going to be the main theme of today's show, is discussing the Continental Congress set for November. And Todd has been very, very involved in that, so I think he's going to be a great guest and somebody I've known for a long time, a great leader in the Liberty Movement, Todd McGreevy from the Quad Cities. So we'll be bringing Todd on in just a moment. Just want to introduce a little bit about the show today. Our main focus in the last few shows that we've been doing has been the candidates, the Liberty candidates. And I'm so excited about what was accomplished yesterday with Peter Schiff's money bomb, very, very close to their goal of $750,000. I'm pretty sure that that was a record for one day for a Senate campaign. It must be pretty close to it, if not. So we're very, very, very excited about that and all the other candidates that are running. Fantastic candidates. We've had several on our show, including Adam Kokesh, who I think has a very good chance of winning. I think Peter Schiff has a good chance of winning. So it's a very good day. It's a great day for optimism about freedom, the freedom movement and liberty rising. And that's the whole theme of Common Sense Revisited, our book, our audio that's out, and our show. And that is creating a paradigm shift to liberty and freedom. And waking up igniting that light that burns within every human heart for freedom and liberty. No matter how small that flame may be, we can rekindle it and we can fan it and we can brighten that flame. And eventually we will create a paradigm shift to freedom and liberty in this country. So we're very, very excited. Todd, are you on? Todd? Hello, Todd. I guess Todd is... Hello? Anyway. Okay. Okay. All right. Looks like we're having a few technical problems here, but we'll just keep on going. Hopefully everybody got involved in the Peter Schiff money bomb yesterday. I know we have more coming up in the next few weeks with Adam Kokesh and Rand Paul and others. Last night I viewed a very, very awesome tape. I hope you've all seen it. It's a YouTube. It's about a five-minute YouTube, which features the eight of the Liberty candidates from around the country running for U.S. Congress and U.S. Senate. Phenomenal. It's set to the music of Last of the Mohicans. It's very, very inspiring. And I think it's something that you'll want to share with everyone you know, and get it out there and get it around and get those candidates supported. It has all their email addresses and websites of all eight candidates. So very, very, very exciting stuff. I guess we don't have Todd on yet. When we do bring Todd on, we do want to talk about Jekyll Island. Todd and I were both in Jekyll Island a couple of months ago with Bob Schultz and Ed Griffin and all the other many of the other leaders of the freedom movement, and it was an extraordinary event where people from the freedom movement working up to that point somewhat independently all came together at one place at one time to work harmoniously toward one goal, and that's to restore constitutional government. And certainly when you get a group like that of pretty libertarian-oriented people together, there's a lot of differences of opinions, a lot of difference in perspective and outlooks and strong opinions and brilliant minds. But, you know, to me, I think it was very similar to the founders from, you know, reading what happened with the founders, where people, they had to come together to create freedom, and so they had to work harmoniously together. We'll pick that up in just a moment. We're having a break. And when we come back, hopefully we'll have our guest, Todd McGreevy, on. Thank you. Don't go away.
We'll pay $25,000 of your credit card debt guaranteed. Since 1993, zero debt in 90 days is still the only guaranteed debt relief program available. We'll either solve your debt problems in 90 days or we'll pay you $25,000. Our attorney said we could not make this promise, so we fired them and hired new attorneys, and they just love the idea.
My wife and I thought these guys are nuts, but a few months later, we were totally debt free. This has changed our life and given us a brand new start.
So if you have too much debt of any kind, we want to pay for it. If you are facing foreclosure, we can stop it in one day and you make no payments. That's right, you keep your money. As of this date, we have stopped every single foreclosure and all of our clients are still in their homes, paying no property taxes, no mortgage, no rent, and no chance of having to move anytime soon. We will pay you $25,000 if we cannot solve your debt problems within 90 days. Call now and mention this offer to get your free copy of our 7 Debt Relief Secrets. Call 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect, that yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver, heart. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Hello, everyone. Thanks for staying with us, and thanks for joining us today on Common Sense Revisited. This is Clyde Cleveland, your host today. We started out talking a little bit about the Peter Schiff money bomb yesterday. We do have our guest with us now, Todd McGreevy. I'm going to bring Todd in right now. Hello, Todd. How are you doing today?
Clyde, I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on.
Fantastic. I'm really glad you could make it today. It's going to be a lot of fun. I've known Todd for some time now. We're both here in Iowa. Working with the Ron Paul campaign, and even back before that, when I ran for governor of Iowa as a libertarian, Todd's newspaper did some really nice articles on me. So, Todd, why don't you give everybody a little bit of background on you, what you've been doing, how long you've been in the freedom movement, and you know, basically what brought you here, and what you've been doing with the freedom movement.
Well, sure. The River Cities Reader is the newspaper that my wife Kathleen and I started and publish and own, and we're here in the Quad Cities, which is right on the Iowa-Illinois border, and we're in Davenport, Bettendorf, Iowa, Moline, Rock Island, Illinois. Unique area because we're kind of flyover country. Des Moines, which is the state capital in Iowa, doesn't really pay attention to us, and Chicagoland and Springfield in Illinois doesn't really pay attention to us, so we're kind of out in this flyover country here in the Quad Cities. It's a beautiful area. It's right on the Mississippi River. We started the Reader 16 years ago, in October this year, it'll be our 16th year. We've been an independent alternative press for, you know, since then. I guess I didn't really know I was, quote, in the freedom movement back then, but we were, because we were writing about privacy issues and about, tyranny and about, freedom issues, you know, ever since day one. most recently, we've really stepped up the game in the last 3 years, I would say, in terms of our focus on the Constitution and really embracing the wonderful document that it is, and even going so far as to publish the Declaration of Independence, for instance, this 4th of July in our own paper. I mean, you know, right. Everybody's celebrating. Why not just print the dang thing, you know, which is what we did.
Yeah. Now, you were probably instrumental in helping get an actual libertarian elected to office there in the Quad Cities, weren't you, on the city council?
I wouldn't know if we're instrumental. I would say our coverage in the Quad Cities is helps lay the groundwork and a dialogue and a
yeah. I'm sure you played a significant part. What was his name?
That would be Bill Lynn. Bill Lynn.
Yes. Yeah. Bill Lynn. Yeah, yeah. And he's had quite an influence, hasn't he?
He has actually. Yeah, he's one of the we like to use the word fiscally sober is the term we use for on the city council.
Yeah.
We want fiscally sober people involved.
Right.
And I would say that, you know, I don't know if we've had a direct impact on that, but we've certainly been the watchdog in the Quad Cities about government overreach and so forth. And, you know, when I think I met you face-to-face for the first time during the Ron Paul campaign.
Right. And then again in Jekyll Island. And why don't you tell us a little bit? I know you've been involved with Bob Schultz on this Continental Congress right from the beginning. And tell us a little bit about it and what's going on and what your perspective is on it and how optimistic you are that we can actually pull this Continental Congress off.
Well, I met Bob on April 20th when he came through the Quad Cities during his national tour. It was on the tail end of his tour, which started in late December last year. He went to 86 cities in 50 states. He actually toured across the United States twice. He and his wife, Judith, an amazing feat in and of itself. We had a great turnout here in Davenport. Obviously got, you know, the full package of what Bob's been up to been, you know, on the periphery aware of We the People Foundation, but didn't really understand the intricacies and how in-depth they had gone for the last 15 years with their filing of petitions of redress and grievance, and got up to speed because Bob came to town, you know, and he's an amazing individual, and he's an inspiring leader.
Oh, yeah.
And since then have just jumped in with both feet and helped with everything from, you know, marketing, communications, logistics, like everybody has. There's been all kinds of volunteers that are working on this. So how optimistic am I? I'm extremely optimistic. It's the next step for free people. If we don't do this, I'm not sure what else is going to happen. I mean, I'm all behind the money bombs for the Adam Kokeshes and the Peter Schiffs and give actually to those things. We have to have a parallel track as well, because the electoral process is not a silver bullet at this point. There really isn't a silver bullet out there, and we've got to have multiple prongs going on. I think it was.
Well, how is it going in terms of electing delegates?
Well, right now we're doing the nominations. The nominations are up through September 1st is the time to get everybody on board for nominees. In Iowa, we have two. You're one of them, you know, and John Deal's the other. There's about five or six others kind of, you know, we're circling around trying to engage and get up there as well. Some states have as many as 8 or 10. Others have, you know, one or two. There's a big push on this week and next to try and get more and more delegates nominated. I think when the announcement happens of the actual location, which I'm hopeful you're going to see middle of next week, that it'll get even more real, if you will, because now we'll have a site that is nailed down.
Well, listen, why don't we do this right now, just in case there's people listening that don't know where to go to find out about the delegates and the nominating process. What website would they go to
GiveMeLiberty.org, GiveMeLiberty.org, and then navigate to your state. You'll see a map, a visual map, plus all the states A through W listed. Click on your state, and then in the top right corner you'll see delegate nominees, and just click on that. It'll jump you right to the nominees in your state. You can click on their name, and a profile will come up, and you can start, you know, seeing who's there. If you want to get engaged as a nominee, you can just hit add nominee. There's a link right there, and then you can just add yourself. Of course, if you're not already signed up as a subscriber to the We the People and the Continental Congress subscription mailing list, it'll prompt you to do that before you can add a nominee.
Okay.
Every single person who's a subscriber to the list can add a single nominee, so they can nominate themselves or they can nominate, you know, somebody else.
Okay.
It's all right there.
Okay.
There's been a recent push I put out there. There's what I call the low-hanging fruit that we don't really, you know, we should be paying attention to. This Freedom 21 conference is coming up next weekend down in, I believe it's in Kansas. Is it in Kansas or Oklahoma? One of the two. I have to nail that down. But anyway, I know that Bob is speaking Friday night, but when you look at the list of attendees, or, I'm sorry, speakers, you know, all those speakers are ostensibly, you know,
delegates.
Constitutional enough to be delegate nominees at a minimum.
Right.
And the same holds true for, you know, the rally for the Republic that we were at last September up in Minneapolis.
Right.
You know,
right.
All the people who
right.
spoke there should be pinged to be a nominee, in my opinion. And then, of course, everybody that was at Jekyll Island that was a leader and spoke there.
Right.
So,
right. Let's talk a little bit in general so people understand what is really the purpose. What are we really going to try to accomplish at this Continental Congress in your viewpoint?
It's a plan to plan, which those of us, you know, that run businesses kind of groan when we hear that, you know, a plan to plan. Well, you know, what's the next appropriate step for free people? We have to get together and talk about the violations that have occurred of the Constitution. Many of us are aware of them in our own, you know, independent vertical fields of expertise, if you will. But this is an opportunity for all those experts to be in the same room, and I call it, you know, bear testimony, if you will, bear witness to these violations, broadcast them to the world so that we can get everybody up to speed all at once as to the spectrum of violations that are going on. And hopefully that'll have enough of an impact that, you know, more and more people start paying attention to these problems. That's an awareness track, I call it, if you will. The other track is the action track. You know, what's going to happen out of this is, you know, nobody wants to be prescriptive here because there isn't a playbook yet. We're you know, convening the smartest constitutional people in America together to come up with what the playbook should be moving forward. Many people have different ideas. And I think it's a chance for us to be, you know, collaborative, innovative, creative, networking. You know, things will happen that we don't even know are going to happen because we get all these smart people in the room together. Out of that will come what hopefully is an action plan that all Americans can review and take action to peacefully restore constitutional order. You know, Bob calls it, you know, civic education without civic action is kind of useless.
Right. Right.
And, you know, a lot of people use the word civil disobedience. Well, I think we need to get rid of that word disobedient because it denotes that we're going against something. If we're actually trying to restore a constitutional republic, we're being we're being lawful. We're the lawful ones.
Yeah.
You know,
we want to be obedient to the Constitution.
That's right.
Which is in tune with the principles of liberty and nature, which our founders set everything up with.
Absolutely.
So we want obedience to the Constitution. Actually, what we want to do is we want to make the government obey the Constitution. Wouldn't you agree?
It's even as simple as how about just live up to the oath you took when you took this office? You know, I mean, if you weren't going to follow your oath, then why'd you even, you know, step up to the plate? I agree. Yes, I agree. We want them to obey the Constitution.
Right.
And the class, you know, a lot of people have. You know, what's the approach? Is it going to be one single action? Well, no, not necessarily. It's going to be multiple actions that we're going to have to take, and many of us are doing it in our own communities. I mean, we're meeting with our sheriffs. We have three counties here in this metro area. We're meeting with our sheriffs face to face to you know, remind them what their oath is and remind them that they are the most sovereign authority in our county and having those dialogues. You know, is that happening in every county nationwide? Well, no, it's not yet. But maybe out of Continental Congress comes a template that makes it even easier for us to have those dialogues with all of our sheriffs. That's
you know,
I wonder,
Todd, and I see what you're saying. I just wonder, you know, in Common Sense Revisited, I talk about the founders and how at the first Continental Congress in 1776, the first thing that they had to do was agree to declare their independence.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And that is really the power when the people, the human beings who are the only source of indigenous power in the world. When the people decide that they're going to declare their indigenous power again, that is the first most powerful step. I wonder if we don't need a new declaration of independence, because I don't think most people realize, what the relationship is between them and their government. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do. I'm sure of that. I'm 100% sure of it. The simple way to look at that one is that most people forget or don't even understand that the government is the servant.
Yeah.
And they just forget it. And in dialogues I've had with people just, you know, out and about in the community, when you bring that up, they kind of, you know, eyebrows raise and they're like, oh, yeah, I guess you're right. You know, they kind of forget about it. I think to get back to your point about do we need another declaration.
Let's get back to that point as soon as this commercial is over.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
Utopia Silver believes it is your God-given and constitutionally protected right to make your own health care decisions however you choose. You have a right to truthful information about natural alternatives for healing and preventing illness. We don't sell drugs or tell you just to ask your doctor about expensive medications that only manage disease symptoms and have side effects that lead to still more medications in an endless spiral. Instead, we provide you with honest information and quality products so you don't have to depend on drugs. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, but we also make and distribute some of the best colloidal silver, colloidal gold, and other top-notch supplements available anywhere. Take charge of your health and support our health freedom battles by visiting us at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIASILVER.com or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338. This has been Taylor, and you will be appreciated in Utopia.
Is credit card debt stressing you out? If you're serious about regaining control of your finances, Big Solutions, the country's leading nonprofit debt management and consumer credit counseling service, can get you back on track. Whether you're behind with your payments or just frustrated with balances that never seem to go down, BSI can help you. Creditors have given Big Solutions very special repayment arrangements to help you get out of debt. These include lowering interest rates by 50% or more, bringing past due accounts current, and stopping harassing collections calls. BSI's team of certified financial counselors can consolidate all your credit card bills into one low monthly payment.
I chose BSI because they never asked for high fees I couldn't afford, and my creditors told me that Big Solutions had a great reputation.
Call the debt specialist at Big Solutions right now at 1-800-497-7722 to receive more information. BSI works with your lenders, but more importantly, Big Solutions works for you. Take control of your finances. Call 1-800-497-7722.
Special Roast Hemp Coffee from HempUSA.org. Our coffee grows in the dense volcanic-rich soil, herbicide and pesticide-free, and in the high altitudes of Guatemala, in conditions that are ideal for natural growth of this high-quality coffee. Try our mellow cup of coffee that is ground and roasted with 25% hemp seed from Canada. With a wonderful nutty flavor that contains 18% protein, our roasters bring a unique flavor that makes this the best cup of coffee you'll ever have. Try our new special roast hemp coffee from HempUSA.org and wake up your brain without the jitters. Our customers look forward to their next cup of hemp coffee. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608 and see if you'll change your mind about drinking coffee again. Taste the difference. Feel the difference at HempUSA.org today.
Hello, everyone. Thanks for sticking with us after the break. This is your host, Clyde Cleveland, with Todd McGreevy, our guest. And Todd and I are having a discussion about the Continental Congress, Declaration of Independence, and some issues like that. Todd, you want to pick up on the point you were making?
Well, you asked a question about, you know, should we consider having a new declaration, if you will. And I think that the nuance there is that the disadvantage that the founders had in 1776, they didn't have this rule book in their hands. They had to create it on the fly, which is what they did. Here we have the advantage of the Declaration and the Constitution at our disposal. And I think a rededication to the existing one would be prudent. And that, in fact, is what Bob Schultz and the leaders at Jekyll Island did with that dedication scroll,
right?
Which I thought was pretty moving and is available on the We the People site as well. I know, in fact, that at the Freedom 21 conference coming up next weekend, that they're going to do another dedication scroll there. And I think that there's a template there that can be picked up and used in any community. And I know that David Justice in Colorado has the state corner there, has really picked up the ball and used that rededication scroll. So I envision a day where, you know, we would have all of our city council, our county commissioners, our chief of police, anybody who's sworn an oath in our own local community to convene and say, yeah, you know what, I do rededicate myself to this. And if they don't show up for that, then it's like, well, then I guess what you swore your oath to is kind of useless.
I think the rededication scroll is very powerful. And I was standing, right there next to Bob, and Bob signed it first, Bob Schultz, mm-hmm. and then I was standing right next to Ed Griffin, and you know, nobody was moving forward, and I you know, gestured to Ed. I said, "Well, you know, you go ahead. You should be next." And he says, no, you go." And he made like push me forward. So I ended up having my signature right under Bob Schultz, the second person to sign it. So I was quite honored. But Ed is great. I just got my picture. I got the picture of me and Ed standing below the, you know, Frank Vanderlip and Benjamin Strong and Nelson Aldrich. There's a big picture. For people that don't know, who've never been to Jekyll Island, you have to realize how powerful it is to stand in that same room. We were standing in the same room where the seven powerful men who represented probably somewhere between a quarter and half the world's wealth met to take over our country in 1910. And we were standing right there, and there's a big picture on the mantle of those seven individuals. And Ed Griffin and I were standing in front of that picture. We turned around and faced the camera, and each of us put our thumbs down on either side of the picture, and I got that picture. And I know now that, you know, the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers and all the people who control the world, once they see that picture, I know they're just going to be shaking in their boots. And, mm-hmm. and so, you know, it's really funny, but it was really something. What it does, I think, you know, that people always try to, call us conspiracy theorists when we talk about the Federal Reserve and central bank and everything, which is obviously what it is. It is a conspiracy, and there's no getting around it. You really can't call it anything else. It's a cabal. It's a group of very, very powerful individuals that have been trying to take over our country since Alexander Hamilton represented them in the central bank when the country first started. And Jackson threw them out now, or a few years later. But it is what it is. But to actually sit in that room and see that picture, it wipes away all the claims of a conspiracy theory, because there it is.
Yeah.
It's happened right there in that room. It was really powerful, wasn't it?
It was moving, and it was really symbolic to host that plenary, planning session for Continental Congress at Jekyll Island Club.
It was amazing being there, so anyway, I want to tell this story because I don't think I've ever told you before. So, I knew you were going, our group here in Iowa, Fairfield, Iowa, knew you were going, and we had a fly through the Moline Airport, and which was where you were from. So me and Elia and Corey were in the Moline Airport, and we were walking to the gate, and we see all these signs up, advertising signs, and we were going. Mm-hmm. Corey mentioned something. Boy, it would be great if we could get an ad like that, on these posters for Common Sense Revisited. A lot of people are walking by here, and I said, yeah, that'd be great. And then out of the corner of my eye, I saw the shoe shine guy. So I said, let's go get our shoes shined. I'm always trying to get these young kids, to get, sharpen up, cut their hair and stuff, So we went over to the shoe shine guy, and we were sitting there, and we're proselytizing all the time, Corey and Elliot start telling the shoe shine guy about Common Sense Revisited, and we give him a copy of the magazine, and this guy was really cool, and he says, well, listen, if you guys want to get this message out, you got to talk to my buddy. You got to talk to my buddy. And I said, well, who the hell's your buddy? And he goes, Todd McGreevy. he says, see all those signs over there? Those are Todd McGreevy signs. You got to talk to Todd McGreevy. He'll get this thing out to the whole world.
Oh,
isn't
man.
That? I went, oh, my God, is this a small world?
It's too tiny. That was Bobby.
I knew that Todd McGreevy must be a master marketing guy. He's got the shoeshine guy repping for him at the airport.
Well,
it was
funny. That's funny, Clyde. That's a sister company.
I never told you that, did I?
That's a riot. That's a sister company I own that manages out-of-home advertising, and we do the airport, and we do the buses and things like that. So that's what he's talking about.
Yeah, I couldn't. And then I said to him, you got to be kidding me, man. Todd McGreevy is the guy we work with. We're going to the same place. He's going to be in Jekyll Island with us. And he was blowing his mind. Oh, I've known that Todd for a long time. He's a cool guy.
Oh, man. That's a riot.
So, listen, we only got a few seconds before the next break. One thing I want to tell the callers, our call-in number is 800-313-9443. We will take calls. And Johnny B. from Missouri, I'm sorry I made you wait. If you're still listening, please call in. We'll take you before anyone else. 800-313-9443. We'll see you after the break. Don't go away.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
They say 50 is the new 40. I like that idea. But it won't change the facts about prostate health. At my age, you have to understand what the prostate affects. Urine flow, intimacy, sleeping habits, overall quality of life. So if you're like me and you want to give your body nutritional support for a healthy prostate, then take what I take. All natural beta prostate. Now, many men try Saul Palmetto, but Beta Prostate has hundreds of times more healthy plant sterols. In Europe, doctors prescribe plant sterols for prostate support, but here you can get them in non-prescription Beta Prostate. This is targeted nutrition, and it works with your body. So why wouldn't you take this amazing nutrient? Here's a number you can call to try Beta Prostate risk-free. Call 800-362-5848. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or you get your money back. 800-362-5848. That's 800-362-5848.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
Well, no, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Restore the Republic. The social network for the modern revolutionary. Activating the silent masses into action. At RestoreTheRepublic.net, we're seizing power from the globalist world controllers and handing it back to the people. RestoreTheRepublic.net, where patriots rally on the objective. The Liberty Bell tolls once again for a movement on the rise. Make RestoreTheRepublic.net your place to unify and activate the revolution.
Had about enough of the bold-faced lies and propaganda, have you?
Republic Magazine exposes the mainstream media garbage for what it is. Grab a stack and take America back. Use Republic Magazine to wake the people and crush the corporate-controlled propaganda machines. Page after glossy page of factual information to fuel the second American revolution. Get it all and more at RepublicMagazine.com.
We're back. Common Sense Revisited. This is Clyde Cleveland with Todd McGreevy. We're so happy to have you today. We're talking about the Continental Congress. We're taking calls. Anybody wants to know anything about the Continental Congress? We have a caller right now from Missouri, Johnny B. from Missouri. Johnny, are you there?
Yes, sir, I am.
How are you doing today?
Oh, yeah, actually, it's going to be a gold star day, I believe. This will be the third conversation I've had today, and if it goes okay, I will get a star.
All right. what's your comment or question today, Johnny?
Actually, my comment's redundant. I wasn't sure you was going to get your guess, so it just a spark that hit me.
Okay.
The question would be, is that a video, the video from the Freedom March on Jekyll Isle, is that anywhere out there where I might be able to get it?
Todd?
Yeah, you're talking about videos about the speakers at Jekyll Island?
Yes.
Yeah, did y'all videotape that conference or anything?
Yes, very good question. There, the full spectrum of everybody who spoke has yet to be posted, but I think there's about 8 or 10 speeches that are currently up. And
okay, hang on a minute now. Mm-hmm. See, I got into this whole movement on the very bottom of the barrel, okay?
Yeah.
I mean, you want to talk about a budget. And I found very little support from around me. Well, let me back up here a little bit, guys. 7 years ago, I was chemically raped by our medical community, okay? I have problems with communications. That's
mm-hmm.
enough of that. I'll stop there.
Mm-hmm.
What I was running into with my campaign was the fact that most of the people I talked to either couldn't access the videos, or if they would get in there, so their system wasn't able to call them up for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
So I set about getting everything I could pulled down and put onto a format they could use without having to go on the computer. And I broke myself doing it, of course, but it took 2005. I did it for 2.5 years before I finally folded it up.
Uh-huh.
But it's wonderful to see you guys doing this stuff. And that was just the first thing that hit my mind when you said something about questions. I said, well, by golly, I do got a question. How do I get this video?
Okay, very good.
I'll listen off the air, guys.
Oh, okay, thank you very much for calling, Johnny. And it's a really good question. And I think, Todd, where would they go to find out?
If you go to GiveMeLiberty.org and you click on the big Continental Congress logo, you can't miss it. As soon as you land that landing page, you'll see videos to the right of Bob Schultz introducing the Jekyll Island speakers and so forth. And then from there, you can click through to that video, and you'll see a whole spectrum of videos. It's on we've actually posted these on what's called Vimeo, V-I-M-E-O. It's an alternative to YouTube. What's that called again?
The what?
V-I-M-E-O.
Yeah. M-E-O. V as in victory, I-M-E-O?
You got it. Vimeo.com.
And what do they do? Just go on and just do a search on that online? Or is it
sure. You can go to Vimeo.com/WTP. We'll get you to all the videos of Jekyll Island. Vimeo.com/WTP. Or GiveMeLiberty.org and click on Continental Congress, and you'll see videos posted right there.
Okay, good. All right. So let's talk more about this Congress and what we think it can do and where it's going to go. And
well, I think we should maybe even just for some listeners who are it's new to them. I mean, explain exactly what it is. On October 10th. There's going to be a nationwide election, and there's your state and county coordinators in each state are busy lining up voting centers. Going to be a constitutional election in that the ballots that will be cast will be counted in public. There won't be any optical readers or anything like that. It'll actually be a bona fide election, and that's on October 10th. Look for voting centers in your state by going to GiveMeLiberty.org and clicking on your state. And then three delegates from each state will convene for 2 weeks in November, beginning November 9th. The location will be announced next Tuesday. To the world, if things go as planned, and those delegates from all 50 states, including D.C., so 153 of our nation's brightest and wisest constitutional patriots, scholars, authors, activists, you know, you name it, all shapes and sizes will gather together and convene for 2 weeks to come up with a strategy and a plan that we can use to peacefully restore constitutional order.
Good. Very good. And I'm so proud to be part of this and proud that we're all asked to be there. And I want to promote it as much as possible because I think it's such an important step. I just wanted to share with everyone, Todd, what it felt like to me and to be there. It's like, you know, it's the analogy I want to use is, and I'm not a physicist, and you'll be able to tell from the way I explain this analogy, but I think everybody will be able to understand the concept. When you take just a normal light, like from a flash bulb. What it is, that light is actually made up of photons, but those photons are not in a coherent order. They're just kind of in disarray. Mm. But when you take those same photons, the same exact photons, and you line them up in a coherent pattern, those same photons become transferred to something called a laser.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all a laser is just the same light photons,
mm-hmm.
which have been set up in a coherent pattern,
mm-hmm.
and it becomes thousands of times more powerful.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I felt the beginning of at that mm-hmm. meeting in Jekyll Island.
Mm-hmm.
All these people, all these bright people, all these very patriotic, well-meaning, compassionate people who care about this country, working on their own independently, maybe know a few of the other people that were there, all came together, all working together for one goal, and it was extremely powerful. And the Continental Congress is going to be one more step of that because you're going to have people from every state. And you're going to have a lot more attention on it because the people are going to actually be chosen by other people in their state, even if there's only 500 people involved in a state.
Mm-hmm.
Those 500 people are going to be knowing about that Congress being taking place and meeting. Well, I think we're going to meet for 2 weeks, right?
Yes. And actually, yeah. I'm hopeful that you're going to see a lot of acceleration here of national awareness.
Yeah.
We have public
right.
service announcements that one of the national right. broadcasters has picked up, and we're working hard
right.
to get other national
right.
broadcasters to pick these PSAs up, because the We the People Foundation for Constitutional Education is a 501c3 educational organization, and you know what better way to
right.
use the PSA slots than talk about the Constitution. So those are ramping up. Bob Schultz is going to be on Judge Napolitano's show Freedom Watch next week. Next
right.
Wednesday, which has a huge following on the Fox
right.
website. He's going to speak at the Freedom 21 conference,
right.
And we're ramping that kind of stuff up.
Right, that's very exciting. But see what happens. It seems to me. I mean, I talk about the paradigm shift in Common Sense Revisited.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully, everybody that's listening to this call today has read Common Sense Revisited. If not, just go to commonsenserevisited.com. If you don't want to buy it, you can read it for free online. And also, our audio is available now. I don't think you knew that. We have a 2-CD
mm-hmm.
set now. That's all done. It's very good quality. CD, it's 2 hours and I think 2 hours and 20 minutes, two CDs, and you can listen to it in your radio, download it to your MP3, listen to it over and over again, share it with your friends, and you want to get that audio out there and get that message out there. But it's just so inspiring to me. I mean, I'm feeling like there's a phase transition going on, and this Continental Congress happening. The vote in October, the actual taking place for 2 weeks in November. We have eight of these candidates. Did you see that video?
Not yet. Which one? You're talking about the one that had the
It has all eight. It has the eight main, well, best known liberty candidates in the country. Including Adam Kokesh, Peter Schiff, Rand Paul, Dr. Vavasky in South Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
And three others, I don't even know.
Sure.
I didn't know who they were. But there are eight of them, and it's extremely well done. 5-minute commercial, like a small infomercial,
mm-hmm.
of those five, about a little bit about those eight. Oh, Jake Towne from
mm-hmm.
Pennsylvania is in there,
mm-hmm.
and it's set to the music from Last of the Mohicans,
mm-hmm.
and it just—I mean, I had tears in my eyes. When I was
it's phenomenal,
this.
And we've all seen the little email that's gone around that talks about there's only 535 people running the show here out of 300 million
right right,
and we can't get 535 people to uphold their oath. What's it going to take? And these eight obviously are the baby steps to that direction, and I want to do everything we can to support them.
Well, here's my feeling. Here's my feeling on these eight.
Mm-hmm.
These eight now. At first, there was one, Ron Paul.
Mm-hmm.
One liberty candidate, one
mm-hmm.
liberty politician in the country. I can't call him a politician though; he's a statesman.
Right.
One of the only one. Now we have eight, and
mm-hmm.
I believe that these eight. It's much harder for the people who control the media to control it at the local level.
Mm-hmm.
They control the national media. Totally effectively. I mean, it's unbelievable. It's 100% control of the national media, but the state and local media, it's a different thing. I think these eight people have a much better chance of getting elected than Ron Paul ever did in this last election of getting elected. And so there's eight people now that we can support, all of us in the freedom and liberty movement around the country. If we support those people and they outraise, in terms of the fundraising, their opponents, they're going to have a very good chance of winning. Their opponents do not have a national movement behind them. Keep that in mind, everybody listening. The opponents of those eight people do not have a national movement of excited, enthusiastic, patriotic followers behind them like these eight do. And we need to do everything in our power to help those eight people get elected. So, within your territory of influence, within your center, you're a center of influence. Every single person listening to this radio show today, you're a center of influence for a certain amount of people. And you need to make sure that you're contacting everyone you know so that they can contact everyone they know to help support these eight people. This is something concrete, specific, that we can all do every day between now and November of 2010. You know, we've got 14 months to help these eight people get elected. And, you know, that's what we need to be doing. And if we get those eight people elected, that's going to send a message. And it's going to be a powerful message. Even if we only get three or four of them elected, it's going to send a powerful message. And these are good candidates. These are, you know, attractive, smart, intelligent, credentialed candidates that are brilliant speakers and knowledgeable and can articulate the freedom message. So this is powerful stuff.
Well, I'd love to see these eight candidates that you're talking about all be nominated as potential delegates to the Continental Congress, because one of the criteria
Absolutely.
Is that you can't be an elected legislator and participate. As Bob has shared, you know, why would
Right.
we have the people that can't follow the rule book at the table? You know, we have to have this meeting because they broke the rules already, so they don't deserve a seat at the table. This is a citizen
Okay.
delegate.
Is there any rule that they can't be candidates?
No, not at all.
Okay, so yeah. So that's what we need to do. Everybody listening now, if you can help to make sure that happens, that these eight people are candidates to the Continental Congress. So
nominees,
everybody,
yeah,
nominees to the Continental Congress. So everyone throughout the country can get to know them and get their name out, and they should all be participating as nominees, as delegates. That would be fantastic.
The other thing that's worth pointing out
yeah.
too is you brought up the fundraising and. Unfortunately, it takes money to do all these things, and this Continental Congress, there's the estimated budget is about $2 million to put this on, and that includes, you know, paying for the delegates, you know, room and board and their room and so forth for those 2 weeks, as
right.
well as the fees it's going to take to do a webcast to the world. You know,
right.
there's going to be a lot of bandwidth that we have to pay for if we want the world to be able to watch this, you know, this testimony of the violations and the strategy and so forth of what we're going to do.
Right.
You know, some marketing, some advertising, all that fun stuff. So when you put it in perspective of, you know, for instance, the every 4 years, the big primaries, the big conventions of the two major parties, you know, they suck about $100 million out of our taxpayer hide to do those
yeah.
things. You know, about $100 million every
yeah.
time, and we're
yeah.
talking about $2 million to put on, you know, this 2 week event where you have this actual chance to create something of meaningfulness. And so, you know, if you do the math, you're looking at if 400 people in 50 states all donated $100 a piece, we'd have it raised. So,
I want to let everybody know on that, Todd, that that when you donate your $100, which I did a couple of weeks ago, I just mm-hmm. got my silver dollar.
Excellent.
You get a
silver round.
Excuse me, not a dollar, a silver round.
Yeah.
It's a 1 ounce piece of silver. Beautifully stamped with the Continental Congress logo and everything. It's really beautiful. And, you know, it's worth $25 probably, something
mm-hmm.
like that. You know, it's a limited edition silver round. And, so, you know, you get that. Someday that'll be worth $100. So,
there's
you know,
a picture of it at the website too. When you get to the Continental Congress page, you'll see it
right.
on the right. You can't miss it.
Right.
Do we have any more callers coming in?
No more callers right now.
Okay.
But what I'm going to do at the break, I'm going to go online here and see if I can find the website of that promo that I'm talking about with the eight candidates and announce that right after the thing. We have a break coming up in about 3 minutes, but definitely we want to get that out to everybody so you can see that and then share that. I sent it to a whole bunch of people last night.
Mm-hmm.
But it's something that should go around and everybody should see this thing. It's really powerful and really inspiring. And I think it's going to do a couple things, Todd. I think one, it's going to inspire everybody in the liberty movement that there's, you know, eight such articulate, well-educated, established, credible clients that are running for office that we can support. But I think it's also going to encourage others to run. You know, when they see the quality of this field and, you know, Peter Schiff, I mean, this guy is brilliant. I don't know if anybody listening has not seen Peter Schiff YouTubes. You know, just go to YouTube and do a search on Peter Schiff and check out some of the YouTubes that he's done. He's a talking head all the time on all these talking head shows. He has a lot of credibility with you know, people of all political stripes because he's such a brilliant economist. Oh, hey, we have a caller, Richard in Alabama. Richard, are you on?
Hi.
Hi, Richard.
Yeah. Ron Paul really committed a serious boo-boo. He was on national TV, and they gave him a question about 9/11. Mm-hmm. And he regurgitated the government explanation of 9/11 right down the line when he knew that it wasn't true. He absolutely knows the truth, and he will not speak it. And it shows to me that all these moderate, slight, you know, a little bit of reform, you know, let's do away with the Federal Reserve type candidates, they're never going to get anywhere. You can't go to murderers. You cannot approach murderers and say, oh, your policies are erroneous.
Well, Richard, have you ever run for office?
No.
Okay. We'll get back to your question as soon as we get back from the break here. We're getting our music for the break. But thank you very much for calling. And I want to mention what my experience was in this regard, because I had the same kind of experience when I ran for office. And I'll tell you my perspective on it when we get back after the break. Thanks for calling, Richard.
We'll pay $25,000 of your credit card debt guaranteed. Since 1993, zero debt in 90 days is still the only guaranteed debt relief program available. We'll either solve your debt problems in 90 days or we'll pay you $25,000. Our attorney said we could not make this promise, so we fired them and hired new attorneys, and they just love the idea.
My wife and I thought these guys are nuts, but a few months later, we were totally debt free. This has changed our life and given us a brand new start.
So if you have too much debt of any kind, we want to pay for it. If you are facing foreclosure, we can stop it in one day and you make no payments. That's right, you keep your money. As of this date, we have stopped every single foreclosure and all of our clients are still in their homes, paying no property taxes, no mortgage, no rent, and no chance of having to move anytime soon. We will pay you $25,000 if we cannot solve your debt problems within 90 days. Call now and mention this offer to get your free copy of our 7 debt relief secrets. Call 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Hello, everyone. We're back with our last segment of Common Sense Revisited. Before I forget, this segment is so short, but I want to make sure everyone listens to the next hour of the show. Michael McKay's show, and the name of his show is RadioFreeMarket.com, From Behind the Lines of Socialism. Michael is a noted Austrian economist, and he's going to be interviewing the three young people who won the student competition at the Mises University, on freedom economics. And one of these kids is just out of high school, and the other two are in their mid-20s. And Michael's going to be interviewing these guys. These are people who understand freedom-based economics. It's going to be a great show, so don't go away. Make sure you listen to the next hour. I want to answer Richard's question, and then, Todd, I want to give you the last couple of minutes to answer it and say anything else you want. But basically, the comment was that Ron Paul made a big mistake by not saying that 9/11 was a government-sponsored event or, you know, something to that effect. I don't think he made a mistake. I think he knows that there was something very rotten about 9/11, and the government probably had foreknowledge of it, maybe even worse. But for him to say that, I think he had to make it a calculated decision. The millions of people that were coming to the freedom movement because of his exposure in those debates, what percentage of those people were ready to believe that our government was involved in 9/11? Very, very small percentage. Very, very small. So I think he made the right choice. I think they were, you know, the media, national media is totally controlled by the power elite in this country. If he would have answered that the way that you wanted him to answer that, Richard, I think that it would have been a terrible mistake. He would have been so marginalized, and they would have done everything they could to just beat him up and use that to marginalize him even more than they already did. So he had to make a calculated decision. I think he made the right choice. Listen, Richard, if we all do our work and we educate people every day, we get them to read commonsenserevisited.com or Common Sense Revisited at that website and get that knowledge out and have them read Creature from Jekyll Island by Ed Griffin, we can create that phase transition. And the next time Ron Paul runs, he can talk about that in a more open and honest way.
I would say, Clyde, too, that
go ahead.
He actually didn't. I didn't think he lied at all. I think he definitely answered it. But he went on to talk about how the reason that people attacked us wasn't because we were
right.
free. It was because of our imperialistic policies since the 1950s. You know, and in that region. And
I mean, my God, the things that he said were so.
Yeah.
I mean, the way he was attacked for saying that the reason that we were over there is because of our actions.
Mm-hmm.
Was so controversial, and he took mm-hmm. so much heat, and he
yeah.
just withstood it, man.
Yeah, he did.
An incredible... Listen, Richard and everyone else that is upset with Ron Paul, you got to really understand that this man has more courage, more guts, more integrity than anybody that, since our founding fathers, by far, and even more than some of them. For him to be able to go to Washington, D.C. and never make a compromise, never
yeah.
vote against the Constitution in that environment, that crooked, corrupt environment, is amazing, just absolutely amazing. You know, Todd, we have a minute left. I'm sorry, JG in California and Betty in Illinois, we're not going to be able to get you in. We have like 60 seconds left, but thank you so much for calling in. Please stay on for Mike's show. Be on again. Come on again next week. We'll have one of those 8 candidates will be with us next week. Todd, I want to give you the last couple minutes here.
Well, appreciate that, and I highly encourage everybody to read Common Sense Revisited. I was behind it when I first saw it. I thought it was wonderful. I myself bought a box of them, have them in my car, and I hand them to anybody that will read them, and I'm always proselytizing your book, Clyde. I love it. It's phenomenal. Continental Congress is worthy of everyone's support. In my humble opinion, it is the next step for a free people. GiveMeLiberty.org. GiveMeLiberty.org is where to start. Click on Continental Congress and find your state and find your state coordinator and get involved.
Todd, thanks so much for being on today. And everybody, it's been a great day for liberty, and we're moving in the right direction. Thank you for joining us, and stay with us for the next show. See you later. Bye-bye.
With recent international flight